Hi, this is a procedure for Angela Lee, A-N-G-E-L-A, last name L-E. The date of birth is 7/15/91. Date of accident 5/25/2020. Date of procedure 1/31/2020. The procedure being done is right sacroiliac joint injection with the arthrogram with fluoroscopy. The medical indication. The patient has been having consistent pain in the right sacroiliac joint area with a positive. The patient has had automobile accident. She was involved in automobile accident on 5/25/2020. In this accident, patient, a T-bone accident, passenger side has a restrained driver leading to headache, head injury, as well as TBI symptom and pain in the neck and the lower back and the right shoulder. The patient has received 6 epidural injections, but still has pain in the lower back. In the focusing on the tailbone or sacroiliac joints, right side is the worst than the left. She received 1 injection of the left sacroiliac and it got better in August of 2021. So the plan is to repeat this injection to the right sacroiliac joint. The patient does not want any surgery or surgical consultation. The procedure for right sacroiliac joint injection is done because the Faber test, Gonsalin test are positive. Tenderness in the right sacroiliac joint is felt with the help of the patient. Patient has a problem in walking. The current proposed injection will help relieve the pain, improve the ADL, and decrease the need for pain medication and surgery. The procedure for right sacroiliac joint injection with fluoroscopy and arthrogram were done according to the protocol. The arthrogram liberally showed the sacroiliac joint, and thereafter the medication dexamethasone and morphine was provided. Patient reported a reasonable relief of pain up to 50%. The next procedure for Angela Lee is as follows. Injection to the right subacromial subdeltoid bursa, injection of the AC joint, intra-articular injection of the right shoulder, and injection to the right supraspinal extension. This procedure are done under fluoroscopy on 1/31/2021. Medical indications for these procedures are in general common. The patient was involved in automobile accident on 5/25/2020, where she was T-bone on the passenger side as a restrained driver, leading to various symptoms, especially focusing the neck pain, lower back pain, right shoulder pain, symptom of TBI. The patient has been struggling through jobs and other life issues. The physical examination point to pain to the supraspinatus tendon with a positive Hawken Kennedy test. Relief has not been obtained with all the 1 year of physical therapy, and hence the injections have been provided to hasten the healing and decrease the need for pain medication and improve the ADL, decrease the need for surgery. The injection to supraspinatus tendon was provided to help the tendonitis and heal it and improve the range of motion of the shoulder. The injection to the supraspinatus tendon was done according to the protocol. The injection to the AC joint is being done to help with the capsular hypertrophy and inflammation of and edema of the AC joint. Once the patient was placed on the fluoroscopy table after signing consent, the area was exposed under the presence of a female chaperone. The area of AC joint was identified under fluoroscopy after the area was sterilized with alcohol and butadiene. Utilizing 3 cc syringe on a number 25 needle, the entry to the joint was made under the fluoroscopy vision. A oblique view was obtained to check the distance, depth of the needle. Once the position of the needle was confirmed, 2 cc's of dexamethasone with the marking was injected into the joint. Entire needle was withdrawn. Next procedure is injection of the subacromial bursa with bursa grime on the right side. The procedure is indicated because of the subacromial bursitis that is identified in the MRI. Patient has a consistent pain in the front and the back of the shoulder joint, and no relief has obtained due to the conservative treatment and physical therapy for more than a year. It appears that the patient will benefit from such injection. It will improve the healing, decrease the need for surgery, and decrease the need for pain medications and improve the ADLs. The injection to the subacromial bursa was conducted as follows. The patient was placed on the fluoroscopic table supine after she had signed the consent. Area was exposed in the presence of a female chaperone and well-draped. The area was cleaned with butadiene and alcohol. The area of subacromial region, subacromial bursa, was identified by using a radio-opaque object under the fluoroscopy vision, and using a needle on a syringe, 3 cc containing Omnipaque 240 dye, was used to first access the bursa under direct vision of the fluoroscopy. Once the area was reached by the needle, dye was injected, 240 Omnipaque, 2 cc's of it. Once the bursa gram was obtained, showing the anterior, posterior, superior, and inferior spread of the dye, the mixture of dexamethasone and morphine was injected into the bursa. Entire needle was withdrawn, and then the patient reported relief of pain and was sent home. End of dictation. Thank you.